Faith without works is dead. Everybody got it? Faith without works is dead. Now, the Lord gave us the Word to tutor me and you. And He gave us the Spirit to mentor us. The Word is always going to lead you to God's presence. Has everybody got that? What you and I are looking for is constantly God's presence. In fact, when you and I were out there doing all kinds of stuff, whether it be sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever it is, pornography, addictions, it doesn't matter. Some people are workaholics. They're getting fulfillment of the world. That's what the devil wants. And unless you know his tactics and his ways, he'll beat you up and eat you up as much as you let him. As much as you let him. One of the things he loves to get us sucked into is what we call the soulish realm. That's where the emotions and the feelings move people out of position of God. If you're going to chase a God of feeling, you're chasing the wrong God. He's the God of truth. And I'm not saying that a feeling doesn't come eventually, because what we're looking for is the peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit, which is the kingdom of God. But some people are trying to seek God to get high. And I've gotten quite high in God's presence. But I seek Him because of who He is. What He chooses to give is up to Him. Amen. You can't manipulate God. But what you want to do is protect what He's given you. Not protect yourself. You want to keep yourself. Hello? But you want to protect what He's given you. What you're going to actually do is protect the anointing. You're not going to protect yourself. You're going to keep yourself, and there's a difference. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. We started some of this on a Sunday service when the Spirit of the Lord gave us some powerful things. And I knew that we were going to do it. I was hoping that we had it recorded. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, whenever the Spirit leads. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to talk about keep yourself. To God be the glory. Let's turn to 1 Peter in chapter 3. Now don't get confused about protect and keep, okay? We'll talk about that. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 3. How many of y'all know that you're not fighting flesh and blood?
Amen.
The Word tells us that. If you're still fighting fleshly things, you're confused, deceived, and you probably got a few demons that need to go. Hello? If you still think you're fighting everybody else, you're blinded. You're not fighting flesh and blood. You're not fighting your boss. You're not fighting your spouse, your roommate. You're not fighting the drug. You're not fighting the alcohol. You're not those are not your fights. Your fights are spiritual. And the devil wants you to think that what you're fighting... In fact, let me share something with you. Addiction is a curse. And there are things that are curses. There's three types of curses. Inherited curses brought down the family line. Self-imposed and temporary. And we want to break these things, don't we? The Bible says it's truth that sets us free. Now, knowledge without understanding is not truth. Because there are people who can read the Bible and tell you what page it is. But they can't walk it. Oh, they can talk it, but they can't walk it. That means they're not free. And we're not into managing life. We're not into managing addiction. We're not into managing sickness. We're not into managing things. We're into walking in freedom. God said, I came to bring life and life more abundantly. Well, then why aren't believers walking in abundant life? For so many people, it's easy for them to accept salvation, but they can't accept anything else. And we've got to come out of the mode of just being satisfied with salvation. We've got to come into the place where the power of God is manifesting in me and you, where the Word says, signs will follow those who follow me, and they will cast out devils. Amen? First thing you got to do is get rid of some of your own. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. You got to get rid of some of your own. So there's a thing that there's a place where you and I must keep ourselves. What are we doing? We're keeping ourselves clean, unspotted. We're keeping ourselves. We're not protecting self. We're keeping self. Protection goes to Him. That's where the battle belongs to the Lord, not you. If you're walking right with God, the battle's His, isn't it? In fact, most of the time, people are fighting against the Spirit of God. And when you resist the Spirit of God, you open yourself up to a demon. You're going to associate with one or the other. It doesn't matter. The Word says, come out from among them and don't touch anything unclean. That's called a temporary curse. Everybody gets sick, don't they? That's a temporary curse. It says, don't touch anything unclean. You ever shaken hands with someone that was sick and you got sick? Hello? Didn't kill you, did it? It could. Right? Those are temporary curses, aren't they? The Word says, don't touch anything unclean. Come out from among them. So you and I are to learn how to keep ourselves. Amen? Keep ourselves clean. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, would you read it with me? Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Now that's that rule, that spiritual law that says, whatever you sow, you reap. Your words do not fall to the ground, because the Word tells us that there's power, life, and death in the tongue. That's why we don't go to 12-step meetings and say, hi, I'm an addict. You just curse yourself. And then they walk on trying to manage instead of get free. Hi, my name's whatever. I'm an addict, and I'm proud of it. People are walking on trying to stay clean. You're not walking on recovery. We're walking in relationship. If you're trying to maintain a recovery from drugs and alcohol and perversion and all the other stuff, you're not free. You're trying to manage it. We're working on our relationship, not recovery. Verse 10. For he would love life and see good days. How many of y'all love life and see good days? Now the word love life means not worldly life. It means a new life God gave you. Amen. The new life that God gave you. And see good days. Let him what? Refrain his tongue from evil. Why? Because what you sow is what you reap. And his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good, and let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. You know, there's many people who think they can just get away with anything. You can't get away with nothing. God sees everything. Everything. You may fake men out, but you're not going to fake the King of Glory out. Amen. You're going to reap what you sow. Amen. Everyone does. Amen. In verse 13. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But what? Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Whoa. And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. One of the things he suggests is that we sanctify the Lord in our heart. Now the Word tells us that our heart is deceitful, isn't it? Amen. And it also says, out of the mouth speaks the heart. Now your heart is the character of your spirit. And what we want to do is keep ourselves from being contaminated. Because once your spirit is contaminated, your heart is, you'll speak it, you'll act it. That means there's a presence of evil there. Now sin is not an action. Sin means presence of evil. Transgression is the action. Has everybody got that? When you transgress, you committed sin, didn't you? Amen. Why? Because sin means association with evil. So what are you actually doing when you commit sin, or you transgress? You're shaking hands with the devil and you're touching and agreeing with what he's telling you. So if you shook hands with the devil, what have you touched? Unclean thing. And it brings a self-imposed curse, doesn't it? He said, love new life. If you want to love a new life, hallelujah. That's a new life God gave you. We want to see good days, don't we? Amen. Watch what you speak and depart from evil. Do the will of God and don't fear. But most of all, sanctify the Lord in your heart. Sanctify. That means separate. Separate. Keep Him in your heart. Keep yourself clean. Go to Psalm 23. Would you read Psalm 23 with me? Oh, it's good to hear pages turning on a Tuesday night. We'll start smelling that burnt offering here in a couple minutes. Oh, praise God. Read it with me. The Lord is my what?
Shepherd.
I shall not... Oh. Me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, He is shepherd over everything of your life. He's shepherd over your health, your finances, your relationships, your decisions, your jobs. He's Lord over everything. Remember, you and I were bought with a price. It's no longer you and I that live, but He that lives. It's no longer your life. Everyone in this room has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and given your life to Him. Amen. If you have, the reason why people struggle is because they're trying to take it back.
Amen.
Yeah, well, you don't know what I'm going through. Be quiet, you little flesh creature. You're only trying to protect yourself. Hello? Oh, we better go on. Amen. Verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. He makes us. You know what? Everybody goes, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Please deliver me and heal me. Do what you do. Do me. Fix me. Okay, do this. I'm not doing that. Now, wait a minute. You just asked to get fixed and healed. But not that way. Let me tell you how it really needs to get done, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Then what does He do? He makes us lie down. I remember when I was in jail and He made me lie down. I remember when the handcuffs came on and it's time to lie down. Hello. He makes me lie down in green pastures. It didn't look like green pastures. It wasn't the kind of lying down I wanted to do, but I was getting fed. He leads me beside still waters. Still water, something that you can reflect off and see yourself. Not rushing water, but still water. He restores my soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Because He knows the devil has a heyday with that. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Now He's getting the glory. You're getting the freedom and He's getting the glory. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death to flesh. Death to self. I will not fear no evil. For You are with me. Hello. In my loneliness, You're with me. In my sorrows, in my burdens, in my pains, in my sicknesses, in my disgust, discouragements, in my fears, you're there with me. For your rod and your staff, they shall what? Oh, the Bible says he chastens those he loves.
Amen.
Some of us need to get tied to the whipping post and shake the dust off. Hallelujah. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. That's the anointing. But you see, there had to be a process, didn't it? There's a process of healing. And I'm not saying God can't heal you instantly. But majority of the time, even though people think they got healed instantly, there was a process to get that healing. Man, I just got healed by God. Oh, everything's healed. Well, there was a process that person went through to get healed. It's called obedience. It's called positioning. God doesn't heal on a run. Oh, hallelujah. You anointed my head with oil and my cup runs over because I'm in your presence. Surely goodness and mercy, now that's what we ask for, right? Shall follow me all the days of my life and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's in His presence, isn't it? The Lord is the overseer of my life, right? He's the controller of all my decisions, of everything, no matter what it is. He's got control. See, actually we fight with control. I want it. I want it. We don't even realize we want it. That's why we said, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not what? Want. Go to Ephesians 4. What are we actually doing? We're protecting self. Did you ever get offended? Right, here goes the first puff. You know what you were doing? Protecting self. Do you ever get angry? Ooh! Do you know what that person said about me? Protecting self. You're not keeping self, you're protecting self. You're not keeping self, you're not keeping clean, you're trying to protect self. You know, people argue over tithing. What, are you crazy? I worked hard for that. Ooh. Protecting self. Sometimes people are trying to start businesses and they won't tithe. I'm going to go so far, right? Especially if you're a believer or claiming to be a believer. Ephesians chapter 4. Well, I just don't have the money right now. Well, you're never going to get it. It's called denying self. The Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. It's no longer your life anyways. What do you keep fighting with it for? Quit struggling. Quit want. You've got everything. Father gave it to Jesus. Jesus gave it to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is distributing it. You won't lack anything. If you're in position. Ephesians 4 and 25. Would you read it with me? Therefore, putting away lying. You know why people lie? Protect themselves. I didn't do it. Hallelujah. Or they want to blame somebody else. It was their fault. Eve brought me the apple, or whatever. It was yogurt. Therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. That's a different kind of anger. And do not let the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, forgive. Nor give what? Oh, that's what the devil's looking for. He's looking for any access he can to get to you. Any access. It's amazing how many believers we counsel with, and I praise God, at least they're coming out of it. They're living fornication. Talk about the devil having access. Touching unclean things. Abusing drugs, alcohol, whatever it is. Pornography. Well, I only do it on weekends. Oh, that's great. And then I repent every Monday. Mm-mm. The word believe means to follow. You can claim you know Jesus all day long, but if you're not a follower, you're a liar. It's real simple. And God is separating the goat from the sheep, isn't He? And He's bringing us into one fold. That's why He's moving quickly right now. That's why a lot of things are happening behind closed doors. That's why conviction is great. Because He's coming. Remember, I told you the dream I had, right? I had a dream I shared with a Friday night service. I'm not going to go in great detail. But I was running around shaking people, telling them, you don't belong here. He's coming. You don't belong here. You know why? They were caught up in the ways of the world. Even the church is caught up in the ways of the world.
Amen.
They've become secular. Amen. Afraid of losing people. They won't preach the truth. Well, when I stand before God, I'm going to make sure. I'm going to tell everybody, look at once saved, always saved is a lie. If you think that you can just do anything you want and stand before the King and enter in, you're deceived. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Far be it that I'm going to tickle people's ears.
Amen.
To tell them, oh, it's okay, Gucci, Gucci, goo. Hallelujah. The goats and the sheep are being exposed, aren't they?
Amen.
God is on the move. He's in a hurry. Time's running out. When I had that dream, it shook me. That's all I was doing. I was weeping and crying because they didn't belong in the world. I kept telling them, shaking them. You don't belong here. He's coming. You don't belong here. He's coming. And I woke up. And I said, man, why am I still here? Praise God. In verse 27, nor give place to who?
The devil.
The devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good that he may have something to give to someone who's in need. Praise God. That's called breaking that selfishness away. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the who? Well, he just told you how he grieves. You want to grieve the Holy Spirit? Open your mouth in deceit. You want to grieve the Holy Spirit? These are ways. Don't forgive, steal, lie. That's how you grieve the Holy Spirit. Those are all the works of the flesh, aren't they? That's what people try to protect. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let what? All what? Come on, read it with me. All bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Oh, that's how you grieve the Holy Ghost. He just said it. How many people are still bitter? That seed of bitterness, that spiritual root of bitterness, and it festers. It brings sicknesses to people's bodies. That's how the devil gets you. These are all ways that the devil gets access to you. But I thought a believer can't have a demon. Wrong. Come on, Jesus went into the synagogue and was casting devils out of people, wasn't he? We do it every Friday night. Praise God. In verse 32, but be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So we don't want to give any place to the devil, do we? None. That's how you keep yourself. You're not giving place to the devil. You're no longer a man-pleaser or a peer-pleaser. You're a God-pleaser. Because all this is what you do here right now determines where you are eternally. Matthew 16. Don't give place to the devil, right? Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 16. Now, if the Word tells us that we're not fighting flesh and blood, right? There are powers of darkness. There are strong men. There are high-ranking demons. And these strong men, one of the strongest demons is called the spirit of pride. And that baby will protect you. Woo! It protects all the kingdom of darkness in you. Does everybody understand it? Pride protects all the kingdom of darkness in you. He's the protector of all the other spirits. Pride. Personal reverence into it. Deadly end. Pride. He's associated with bitterness, anger, and all the rest. Did you ever try and get near a wounded animal? It's angry, isn't it? Ah, get away from me. I'll heal myself. Right? I mean, you know. We get into woe is me syndrome. Oh, I'm the only one it happens to. That's all the devil. Come on. That's all the devil. You're not fighting flesh and blood. Oh, he loves to shoot those fiery doubts. Aren't they getting ready to celebrate the lust day of the year called Valentine? They got these little demons running around with hearts and arrows. People are sending candy to one another to try and do something they shouldn't. That's the worldly way. Amen. That holiday is not in the Bible. Amen. It's the day of lust. Amen. Hello. Who's the ruler of the earth? Amen. He produced his own holidays, right? He's got lust days and perverse days and gay days and hay days and you name it. Any day but Jesus Day. You know, they don't mind if they can promote witchcraft in the school. Oh, are you kidding me? Come on, let's read our horoscope today and get demonized. Jesus, forget it. If you're still reading your horoscope, you need to repent. Hallelujah. Matthew 16. Verse 21. But I need to know what my future holds. You keep reading that, it holds hell. That's real simple. So you never have to ask that question again. You're not a Gemini or a Capricorn or... You keep fooling with that, you'd be a demoni. Matthew 16 and verse 21, would you read it with me? From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and rebuked him. Can you imagine somebody rebuking God? Peter thought he was doing the right thing. Nobody getting to you, Lord, but through me. Oh, he was that demon of pride popped right up, protector of the will of man. Hello? Then Peter took him aside, began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you." Oh, he stepped in the ring. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Oh, that must have felt real good. I don't think Jesus was concerned about his feelings that day. He wasn't going to say, "No, listen, Peter, before I tell this, I want you to sit down and relax. Get behind me, Satan!" No, he didn't do that. He just went right to it, didn't he? "You are an offense to me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of what?" Man. That's those demons. Are they mindful of the things of men? Has everybody got it? That spirit of pride produces the will of man. That's why you must keep yourself. But if you're convicted tonight, praise God, you can repent. No problem. The reason why the Spirit's given us this teaching so that you and I will have discernment and know the ways of the evil one. Because you can't play religion any longer. You can't hide behind what your belief is. You must have the truth. That's what sets you free. God is not interested in what you believe. He's interested that you know the truth. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Protecting his interest. That's what Peter was doing. Jesus was his interest. In the natural mind, he thought he was doing the right thing, didn't he? But he wasn't seeing the things of the Spirit, was he? So we must keep Jesus sanctified in our heart, right? We must deny self, which is the opposite of protecting self. Denying yourself is the opposite of protecting yourself. See, if you deny yourself, that means you're keeping self. Is everybody with me on this? Okay. If you're protecting yourself, you're protecting the will of man. That's why people struggle and fight. They get in an argument. Well, you know what they're trying to do? Prove who's right. Well, you know what? None of us is right. There's only one right. 1 John chapter 5. Oh, hallelujah. I can begin to smell the flesh cooking. 1 John chapter 5. In verse 18. And we better start with 17. I wouldn't want to miss this. Now remember something before we continue. Your performance has nothing to do with the love of God towards you.
Amen.
Hello? Don't think that the Lord hates you, the way you lived, what you've been doing, and what. And it's got nothing to do with it. Your performance has nothing to do with the love of God towards you. Listen, I chasing my daughter, does it mean I don't like her? No. Is she doing something wrong? No. I love her unconditionally. And your Heavenly Father loves you unconditionally. No matter what you've done wrong. What He's trying to do is bring you in position so He can bless your socks off. Look, I don't wear any. Amen? He's just trying to get you in position. He's trying, you know, he wants to make it like father, like child. He wants you to have peace, joy, and righteousness in the Spirit. He wants you to have all things. But the devil is a thief, a stealer, and a killer. And a deceiver. And if you don't know the ways of the devil, you're going to get beat up and eat up. Remember, in the Spirit, you're no longer human. Humans are temporary. You're eternal. So why would you want to get caught up in a temporary realm? Come on, you're going to maybe spend, what, 80 years here? You know, that's the average life. Because they medicate the people from age 60 to 80, you know. Usually people die from the toxins from the medication. The number one killer in this country is prescription drugs. It's not, in fact, out of the top 10 deaths in this country, it's not even illegal drugs. Prescription. The second one are doctors. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 17. Is everybody alright? Read it with me. All unrighteousness is what? All unrighteousness means you're associating with the presence of what? Evil. And there is sin not leading to death. Well, that's a temporary curse, isn't it? We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, does not associate with the kingdom of darkness. But he who has been born of God, what? Keeps himself. Has everybody got it? If you're walking in that position, now there's a different state of being. There's that state of saved and there's that state of born again. That determines whether you're walking in the outer courts, the holy place, or the holy of holies. Whether you're walking in the Spirit or in the flesh. Hey, you can still be a Christian and walk in the flesh. Hello? But your fruits will stink. You can only fake it so long. Right? But walking in the Spirit is different. That's why he who's in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. If things are not becoming new, then you're not walking too much in the Spirit. If you're still stuck, somebody's holding you there. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin or associate with darkness. He who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. Let me share this with you. The devil is nothing but a roaring lion. He's an ant with a big megaphone. Right? Yeah. Just a little wee thing here, and he goes big megaphone. Hey, you up there! Do this! And we go, oh, okay. That must be my thought. Then a desire comes and we go, and go do it. Oh, Lord, why did you let me do that? Why didn't you use the sword I gave you? Why didn't you use the weapons I gave you? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's like sending a child out in pouring rain on a temperature day of 32 degrees with shorts on. It makes no sense. None. We must be dressed with the armor. We must know the ways of God and the ways of our enemy. Because the Bible says if you're associating with the Spirit, He's going to tell you things to come. The reason why people get in so much trouble because they're not walking in the Spirit, but they claim to be so spiritual. Listen, what you've done and how you walked in the past has nothing to do with how you're walking today. Amen. Don't go where you used to be. That's got nothing to do with today. The devil is seeing where you are now, and your father is seeing where you are now. Amen. He is the God of now. You can't go by, well, man, I used to cast out devils and used to do... What are you doing today? Amen. Where's your walk today? Right? You can't be rescued on what you did. Because when you die, who you serve is where you go. Oh, hallelujah. And verse 19. Is everybody okay? We know that we are of God and the whole world lies under the sway of who? Praise God. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us and what? Understanding. That we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true. In His Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. Read this with me. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Idols. Anything that's between you and God. Anything. Anything. Even your spouses. If your spouse is between you and God, you're in trouble. Nothing. Your children can't be between you and God. Nothing can be between you and God. Your finances, your job, nothing. Because the day you get before God, it's you and Him. Then there's nothing between you and Him. And there's no but ministry when you stand before the Lord. But. Uh-uh. That's over with. You're either going to get an answer, enter in my good and faithful servant, or depart, I don't know you. Praise be to God. An idol. An idol is anything that you're not willing to give up. You know what lust is? Can't let go. Lust can't let go. People claim, oh, but we love each other. Love lets go. Lust doesn't. Does everybody understand that? Because see, perfect love casts out what? All fear. Then you're not concerned about it, right? Because you know that the Father in heaven's going to make way for everything. And you don't walk in torment. You're finally going, all right, finally. You're free from yourself. Oh, an idol's anything between you and God, including yourself. Hello? Hey, there's nothing wrong with going out to the gym and getting healthy. But some people idol their bodies. They live to look good. Hey, I want to look good. Praise God. I'm His temple. But the Word says, exercise profits little. It's got nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Yes, part to keep your body healthy. Because you and I better eat right, right? We got to stay healthy. Most people who die ahead of time, you know, because with the garbage they eat, and I'm not going to get into all that tonight. Hello? Those sodas, you know, and stuff like that? Oh, so you're a diet coker, huh? Causes headache, brain damage, leukemia. You know, people wonder why they get sick. If the devil can't kill you with sin, he's going to kill you with what you eat. Got to have that Mountain Dew every morning. Oh, hallelujah. I better stop. Proverbs 4. You know, sugar turns into alcohol in the body. Sugar turns into alcohol in the body. That's why most people who have been off of drugs or alcohol, they have a little coffee with their sugar. They're feeding sugar, 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 because their body turns into alcohol in their body. So they're still getting fixed. People who smoke cigarettes is like doing cocaine, and that's just nothing but a demon. It's a nicotine demon, right? Oh, hallelujah. Those are idols, aren't they? See, what happens is people are getting fulfillment with worldly things instead of God's presence. Does everybody understand that? And we don't want to do that, do we? Oh, hallelujah. Where did I say to go? Proverbs 4? Praise God. In verse 20. Would you read it with me? Proverbs 4 and verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my what? Sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to their flesh. Hallelujah. Keep your heart with diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Incline means, or get instruction means, receiving counsel from the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Most people who won't receive counsel from the Spirit is because they're trying to protect themselves. Some people won't even ask their authorities. You know why kids don't ask their parents? Because they know they're going to say no. You know what they're doing? Protecting self. And adults do the same thing, don't they? Oh, hallelujah. You know, we got to stop just trying it. We got to start doing it. Praise God. Let's go to the next proverb there, Proverb 5, in verse 21. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. He shall die for lack of what?
Instruction,
knowledge, or counsel. And in the greatness of his folly, he shall what? He shall go astray. Wow. No discipline. No correction. No direction. People running around like a chicken with their head cut off. Listen. A lot of people think, and don't get me wrong, God always makes a way. Does everybody understand that? God always makes a way. But even when he makes a way for me and you, doesn't mean it's his perfect will for you. He may make a way for you to come out of destruction. Right? He may make a way for you to get out of something, an event that's going to kill you. But it doesn't always mean that it's His perfect will for you to follow. So many people go, well, the Lord made way, so I got to go do it. No. That's not always what happens, does it? Amen? That's why faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Faith is established when you hear and you say, okay, I'm going to do it. It's established by obedience. Amen? Because a lot of people make way. Somebody comes and donates a car to you. Well, the Lord blessed me with this car. Yeah, it doesn't have any tires. The engine's not working. Needs a transmission, but praise God. Oh, that's not a blessing from the Lord, man. Yeah, I just went out and bought a new car. The Lord blessed me. My payments are $6,000 a month. Praise God. That's not a blessing from the Lord. Amen? Things are, you know, let me tell you, there's two types of Christians. Don't get upset with me, all right? Those who are fruity with good fruits, and those there are those who are granolas, nutty and fruity. Amen? Praise God. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. God is trying to bring the granolas to bear some good fruit. We need to be the examples, right? Amen. Come on, we've all been a granola at some time. Second Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. You know, perilous times are here, aren't they? Things aren't getting easier. Your fight today is harder than yesterday. And your fight tomorrow will be easier than today. Because God is allowing it to happen. Darkness is going to reach its peak, and so will righteousness, and then we're out of here. Praise God. The quicker, the better. Hallelujah. For men will be lovers of what? Oh, themselves. That's the trinity of Satan, me, myself, and I. Hello? Me, myself, and I. Me, I. Want. Grumble. Gobble. Come out. Repent. For men will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of what?
Money.
Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. And the Lord says, don't fellowship with someone that isn't walking right. Amen. Especially, you know, there's a lot of people claiming that they've been walking with the Lord 30 years. I've been walking with God 30 years. You such and such. So, whoa. Somebody who's been walking with the Lord 30 years doesn't have a voice like that. Hello? That's when you need to turn to that person and say, come out, right? You know, we're supposed to be growing, going forward, not going backwards. Growing. Hallelujah. So we see that there's many people who have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power. The power is the Holy Spirit. They're denying relationship in the Spirit. They're rejecting the move of the Spirit. They're rejecting relationship in the Spirit. Let me share something with you. When you reject the Holy Spirit, you accept the unclean spirit. Everybody got it? When you reject the Holy Spirit, the other spirit's right there. They're waiting for an avenue. And they show up with their apron, a knife and fork, and say, come on, here's dinner. They'll show right up. They're right there waiting. Verse 6, for this are those who creep into ministries and households and make captives of gullible people, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning. Man, they go to every function. Every Bible study. But that spirit of pride is preventing them from getting it. See, it says, they're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Because truth sets you free, doesn't it? Because they're caught up on their own stubborn, prideful ways. They won't release. You and I must come to a place of total surrender. That's where you and I are willing to relinquish everything. Listen, you may have talents from a previous job, and God don't want you to do that anymore.
Amen.
You may be struggling because you're trying to fulfill your talents instead of the will of God.
Amen.
There's a difference. Uh-oh. Lovers of self, Satan's trinity, me, myself, and I, if you resist the truth because of the demon of pride and fear, you know what happens? our faith gets cut off. We won't progress. We get stuck. We go backwards trying to justify and protect self instead of keep self clean. That's where people begin to boast on where they used to be.
Amen.
Instead of where they are. Man, I remember when I did this. And I remember. Hallelujah. They're stuck in the past.
Amen.
Can't be stuck in the past. We're in relationship with the God of now. What are you doing now for Jesus? Amen? Hallelujah. Proverbs 16. All praise be to God. Proverbs 16 and verse 17. Would you read it with me? The highway of the upright is to what? Depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. No one falls or backslides without associating with the spirit of pride. Nobody. Everybody who falls and backslides associates with the demon of pride. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the what?
Proud.
He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians 3. Protector of self is pride. You want to keep yourself, don't you? That's why David cried out, Lord, keep me hidden in the secret place. Keep me. Cause me to know your ways. Colossians chapter 3. I'm starting at verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are what?
Above.
Where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Or set your mind on the spiritual things, right?
Amen.
On the eternal things, not the temporary things. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Therefore put to death your what?
Members.
Your members, which are on the earth. Read it with me. Fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Can a believer be a son of disobedience?
Amen.
Amen. In which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to what? Put off all these. anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. Praise be to God. Those are open doors of Satan's kingdom, aren't they? Amen? Fornication and so forth. Those are all open doors. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Hallelujah. In verse 21, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 21. Glory to God. Would you read it with me? Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, what's the latter? Things we've done previous, right? He will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Oh, so he says, listen, you need to cleanse yourself. You need to cleanse yourself from the latter. Now, no matter what you've done, where you've been, how you've done it, doesn't matter anymore. If you are his child and he is your father, you're willing to do whatever it takes to please him. It's no longer your life. It's his. You are now the temple of the living God. You may not look like it. You may not feel like it. But you are. Amen? You are. And we want to be vessels of honor, right? Praise be to God. Verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what?
Pure heart.
That's who you're supposed to be hanging with.
Amen.
But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all in what?
Able
to what? Good, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So we're getting this message so that repentance would be granted, so that we might come to our senses, and we might escape the snare of the devil and stop doing the will of man, which is the devil, and start doing the will of God. Hallelujah. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And verse 21. Praise be to God. James chapter 1 and verse 21. Is everybody there? Praise God. Would you read it with me? Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, isn't that what we're doing tonight?
Amen.
Amen. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves or protecting yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and what? Continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If any among you thinks you're religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and keep oneself unspotted from the world. Oh, hallelujah. You know how many people got themselves in debt during Christmas? Whew. Yeah, but you don't understand. You know what they were trying to do? Buy love. They're trying to buy love. That's worldly. That's not godly. That's worldly. If you've got to go in debt to buy love, that's not God.
Amen.
Does everybody understand it? That's the devil. Many believers are in debt and can't serve God because they're too busy working trying to get out of it. And that's where the devil wants to put people. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, praise God. Where are we? So we want to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, don't we? 1 Peter chapter 5. Some people it's going to take years to pay off last Christmas. Oh, hallelujah. You know, some people think, well, you know, I wanted to really bless my kids. Mm-hmm. Well, they want, you know what would be the greatest blessing is you being with them. Amen. Some people got to work constantly to catch up what they've done.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Some people just love burdens. They think that if they can pick up burdens, they're somebody. Some people just go around picking up burdens. I'll take that one. And they think it's godly. The word just says, cast your cares upon him. You're not to pick up burdens in that arena. Yeah, sure, they have concern, aren't you? Burdens are not to stay with you for days. I have a burden for the lost. It's not pushing me out of position. Hello? I have a burden for lost children. I have a burden for broken marriages. But it ain't hurting me. It's not causing me to stumble, is it? There's a difference, you know? I'm not losing sleep. Well, I can't say that 100%, but praise God. May not get enough rest that I need, but praise God. Doesn't have me pulling my hair out. Keeps it in a ponytail, though. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom who is protecting himself. There's one protecting him. Look at it. Hey, throw some more burdens on that one. Yeah, all right. Look at that self-martyrism. And then they go in the woe is me. It says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Everybody goes through it. But the devil trying to tell you, you're the only one. How can this just happen to me and my family? It's happened to many people. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little bit, hallelujah, death is a wonderful place, perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you, and to him be all the glory. Hallelujah. He's building a temple. Amen? He's building a temple to dwell in. Philippians 2. Praise be to God. Stop protecting yourself. Keep yourself. Then you don't have to worry about protecting it. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2. in verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, hallelujah, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You and I are accountable and responsible to keep ourselves before God Almighty. Keep ourselves clean and not open any doors to demonic activity. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. God desires. That means you have a choice. There's a power of a choice, isn't there? Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. So we see that there's power and choice, isn't there? Not only is there power in the tongue, but there's power and choice. Go to Galatians 5. Glory to God. Galatians chapter 5. Oh, hallelujah. There's a sweet aroma going up in this place. The Lord is smiling on His children. In verse 16, read it with me. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise God. Keep yourself in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the wish, or the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, which means drug abuse, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I have told you beforehand, just as I also tell you in time past, that those who what? Practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. There's your feeling. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. In other words, he is walking or keeping himself in the Spirit is crucifying those passions and desires. They will not have dominion over you in the Spirit. Remember, you're in the school of the Spirit right now. Amen? If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envying one another. Praise God. Now, keeping yourself in the Spirit. So we want to keep self, don't we? Now, well, if you then that means you, if you're going to keep self, keep yourself, you won't fulfill to protect yourself. You won't fulfill that law of trying to protect yourself. Some of that protection is self-indulgence. Self-denial, self-exaltation, self-righteousness, self-deception, self-justification, self-condemnation, self-will, self-martyrism. Get the tape. Selfishness. But there are two ways of escape out of this, isn't there? Praise God. Self-examination and self-sacrifice are your two ways of escape out of this. Has everybody got that? Turn to 2 Corinthians 13. Do you want me to repeat those again? Self-indulgence. Gluttony. That's self-indulgence. Denial. Self-denial. Self-exaltation. Self-righteousness. self-deception, self-justification, self-condemnation, self-will, self-martyrism, and selfishness. Get the tape. 2 Corinthians 13. Two ways out, self-examination and self-sacrifice. Glory to God. That will what? Keep yourself. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, is that what I said? Okay. 13. 13:5. What does it say? Examine yourselves as whether you are in the faith or in the spirit. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you unless indeed you are what?
Disqualified.
Oh, the devil loves to disqualify you. Shoo-wee. That's his job. So you and I are to examine ourselves. How are we to examine ourselves? By our fruit. And if you're blinded of your own fruit, others will tell you. Hello. Others will tell you. But you got to be willing to accept instruction. And stop trying to protect yourself when you're being instructed. Don't blame nobody else for your garbage.
Amen.
Dead men don't cry. Hello. You ever try to offend someone's dead? Won't work. Self-examination. You know what? Self-examination also brings us into a place of what we call obedience. Amen. Obedience. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In verse 9, self-examination and self-sacrifice, your way out. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who what?
Love
Him. If you love Him, you what? Obey Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for what? The Spirit of God. And guess who's trying to prevent you from having a relationship with the Holy Spirit? Satan. Because you know what he does? Then he causes you to protect self instead of keep self. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, the carnal man, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. That's where you and I must be able to keep ourselves by walking in the Spirit so we can discern the things of God. Good deals are not always God deals, are they? Hallelujah. Go to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. Self-examination. Where the Holy Spirit's searching all things. If you're fellowshipping with Him, believe me, He's going to convict you.
Amen.
You're going to ask Him, Lord, search me through. Search me, Lord. Show me. Show me me. Keep me. Psalm 51 and verse 17. Self-sacrifices. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 17, read it with me. The sacrifices of God are a what? Broken spirit. The broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. That's someone who's been humbled. That's why you and I are to walk in humility, humbleness. That's a self-sacrifice. Why? Because you're denying self, aren't you? Amen? Oh, hallelujah. A broken spirit. Go to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. Is everybody all right? You can start keeping yourself? A couple of you might. Hebrews 13, 15. Is everybody there? Read it with me. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Self-sacrifice is one of the things, is offering up praise. People who can't praise can't do self-sacrifice. They're protecting themselves, and the devil has access to them. Has everybody got it? Oh, hallelujah. I want to go somewhere. Before I finish with this last scripture, would you go with me to Matthew? I think it's Matthew. Let me double check. I think it's Matthew 16. I don't think I went all the way. Matthew 16. Yeah. Verse 24. Matthew 16, verse 24. Would you read it with me? Then Jesus said to his disciples, now are you his disciples?
Amen.
If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now Jesus had to do it, didn't he? He had to deny himself in the garden. He went and took up his cross. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. That's a worldly life. And whoever loses his worldly life for his sake will find life. Has everybody got it? And I want to close in Revelation 16. Keep yourself from worldliness. Whose responsibility is it? Ours. Revelation 16 and verse 15. Would you read it with me? Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Wow. It's time to get dressed with the glory of God. Time to keep ourselves in his presence and keep ourselves clean from the world. Keep ourselves unspotted. Stop playing religion. Hello? It's time to have a relationship. A full, blown out relationship. A love affair with the King of Glory. And it's time to die. Amen.
Amen.
To self. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We ask that you continue to convict us, quicken us, deliver us, heal us, and impart in us, Lord. Opening our ears, eyes, and heart, Lord, that we would receive the things that you have for us, knowing that the Spirit searches the deep things of you, and knowing that all things have been given unto us as we continue to walk in freedom and earn your trust. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name.